Hi everyone, it's Peter Westerby here again with Tony Anthony Kelly at Jagada Turrbal Country, Brisbane, and we're super excited to be in our third conversation on the theory and practice of dialogue, and we're particularly focused on our second skill. That's right, Tony, yeah?
Our third session, second skill.
Yep. Now we've named this second skill nurturing the thread of trust. And my understanding is that, we've said in our introduction that, the particular contribution of dialogue is relationship. In the midst of conflict, difference, we maintain relationship. And of course, trust is the glue to relationship. So that's why we're focused on trust. And I'm kind of like, that's the idea behind this practice of building trust. But what's the skill, actual skill, Tony?
The actual skill, Peter, is based on the idea of movements in human relationship that actually go to construct that trust. So the subtext or theory of dialogue is to understand three very particular movements that build that trust
Yep.
and connect people to people.
So there's this, like any practice, there's an intentionality, a skill that actively builds trust, and that's what we're exploring
That's what we're
today.
exploring.
Yep. So in mirroring the first skill that distinguished between text, commentary, and subtext, this second skill is distinguishing between a first, second, and third movement.
Correct. So there are three classic positions in the text, and they're associated with I, you, and we. And these positions are then associated with the movement that constructs the relationship of trust.
Yeah, so all three movements are required to hold and build actively the thread of trust.
Correct.
Yeah. So let's unpack those. What is this first movement?
The first movement is when we make ourselves present to another, or we make our position known to the other. So that's I text or first person text.
I arrive.
I
I'm
arrive.
here.
Hello.
Yep. Okay. And the second movement?
Is when there is a response to that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good to see you again.
Yeah. So an acknowledgement.
An acknowledgement
Yeah.
of the first movement text.
And we'll give a couple of examples in a moment. So there's this first movement, becoming present. Position, a second movement, response, or an acknowledgement. What's the third movement?
The third movement is the absolutely critical one. It's to honour, to acknowledge the second movement. So it joins from I to you, then acknowledging the you, it becomes a we. You
Yeah.
acknowledge the I and the you to get to the we.
And this is the position
This is the
of trust.
critical
Yeah.
element that is so often missing in dialogue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perhaps I can give it best with a little story because it's so fundamental to human connection and bonding. For example, the lovely smile that's on babies' faces, it's an engaging
Yeah.
phenomenon. And as a parent, you respond to that, which of course is second movement. And then nature has enabled the child to snuggle up. So,
To
you know, the
respond to the
response
parent smile.
to the parent smile. So the rhythm of bonding is built deep into our fabric until we break it as adults
Yeah.
in a very terrible way,
Yeah.
very often.
So this active building of trust you know, there you're saying it mirrors nature's way of doing human bonding and connection.
Correct.
And I guess then if we translate that into, you know, intentional practice, I'm thinking of that little anecdotal story we played with in the previous audio, where I said, you know, a new community worker arrives in a community and says, "Hi, I'm the community worker. I've come to, you know, do some consulting."
First movement.
That's the first movement. A position is clear. A presence is established. Yes. Introduction.
Yes.
There was a second movement, and I think it went something like, "Oh, bugger off. We're so tired of being consulted." Yeah.
That's second.
Yep. So there's an acknowledgement, not always a pleasant acknowledgement.
Not necessarily a pleasant
one. But there is a response.
There is a response.
And you're saying the critical third movement is what establishes the thread of
that
trust.
That thread.
So what would that be? Or what
to
would
acknowledge
be?
That response.
Which
and
we
to
did.
Honour it by saying, "You sound so tired. I really must begin to understand why you're so tired." So you really honour that response, acknowledge it, and you can see then the thread, the potential thread, which may be accepted or rejected, emerging from that third movement.
Yeah.
But if it was back to first movement, you would lose it.
Yeah, and that would be something like... okay, I hear you, but I just need to state again, I'm here to consult, and I'm different to the previous. That's back to first.
That's
movement.
Back to first.
And you're reducing the possibility of the threat.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. But Peter, we really need to understand that actually there are problems with third movement, or if there's no third movement. There's also problems if there's no first movement.
Mm-hmm.
There's no position put to actually deal with the issue.
Yeah.
There's problems if there's no second movement. There's problems, of course, if there's no third movement. There's no... So it's actually the thread of all three that builds the trust.
Yeah. And the subtext, which is the practitioner's understanding of this, is to listen for any of those being present, or even missing.
Correct.
And if somebody hasn't got a position, to try and elicit a position potentially.
And it's extraordinarily flexible too, because you can, in third movement, say, "I didn't really appreciate what you said yesterday."
Hmm.
"But overnight I thought about it."
Yeah. It's not always immediate.
It doesn't always have to be instantaneous. Of course, it's technically better if you can do it on.
And in my sense, it's like any theory. Like, theory helps us reflect and make sense of practice. It's not to, you know, push everything, but it helps us make sense.
Just to finish this, Peter, if there was one single skill in the whole welter of skills associated with dialogue, it's this skill that I would treasure most.
Mm.
And it's the one, certainly from a professional point of view, I've worked hardest to achieve. It's right at the heart of dialogue.
Yeah. Look, and in many ways, my sense is it's rehumanizing a professional practice.
Correct.
Because we're taking it back to that human trust, yeah?
One last comment, Peter, if I can. The responses initially, when people are learning this, are a little bit awkward. You know, the issue then of finding your own voice and your own sense of humour, your own personality, your own knowledge and circumstances builds with practice and reflection.
Yeah. So even though we're talking about a skill, there's an authenticity that comes out of
absolutely
making it yours.
Yep.
Thank you. Really excited to weave this in the first skill and anticipate the third one.
Okay.
Thank you.